guess. Three young Israeli siblings reunited with their dog after they were released by Hamas. They're among a total of 69 freed since a now five-day ceasefire began. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
As more hostages and prisoners were swapped, many Israelis expressed support for the extended truce.
I think it's the right decision because my heart is with all the families that have hostages in Gaza, and I believe that we should do anything to get them out.
If a truce is what will get them home, yes, it's a risk. I'm just not sure that all of them will eventually be released.
The ceasefire is now extended until Wednesday, which the U.S. hopes will also allow more aid into Gaza.
The man accused of shooting three Palestinian college students in Vermont has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder. Correspondent Errol Barnett is in Burlington.
One of the three young men has been released. The other two, CBS News can report, remain together in the ICU. Meantime, if convicted, the suspect faces 20 years to life in prison on each of the three counts he faces.
Freedom's close for 41 workers trapped in a collapsed tunnel in India for almost 2 weeks. Rescuers report they've finally broken through. The BBC's Samira Hussein.
The last 8 to 10 meters were actually done by hand. So they would break through the rock, and by hand they would pull the rock through the tunnel and take it out. And now they have finally reached there. They should be getting the workers out very shortly.
Hundreds of admirers filed past Rosalind Carter's casket in Atlanta.
Oh, I definitely said a prayer just to look out for her family, really.
I want to be part of a historic moment. I mean, not everybody can, you know, pay their respects to the First Lady of the United States.
The Bidens, the Clintons, and three former First Ladies, Bush, Obama, and Trump, are expected at today's service for Mrs. Carter. We're told her 99-year-old husband's attendance will be a last-minute decision. Surprise from Robert De Niro at the Gotham Movie Awards in New York.
The beginning of my speech was edited, cut out. I didn't know about it. And I want to read it.
The actor's Killers of the Flower Moon tribute had included a jab at Donald Trump.
The former president lied to us more than 30,000 times during his 4 years in office. But with all his lies, he can't hide his soul.
And a Virgin Atlantic jet powered with 100% sustainable aviation fuel has just taken off from London's Heathrow Airport. S&P futures down 4. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Ruggiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Mequon-Thiensville school board member who posted a picture of his marked ballot to social media during last year's April election had felony charges dropped against him Monday. Paul Buzzell's attorney argued that his post of his ballot on Facebook was protected by his freedom of speech. So-called ballot selfies are illegal in Wisconsin, but a judge ruled that the law violated a person's freedom of speech. Buzzell faced up to 3.5 years in prison and up to $10,000 in fines if he had been convicted. A conservative pressure group is turning up the heat on Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The same group that targeted Voss with a $100,000 ad campaign says it's launching $250,000 worth of new ads. The Wisconsin Elections Committee wants lawmakers to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Snowplow Driver Appreciation Day was Monday in Wisconsin. WISDOT Secretary Craig Thompson applauds snowplow drivers for their dedication to safety and service. This is an important day to remind Wisconsin drivers to give snowplows plenty of space to complete their job safely. You must stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow. If you can't see the driver's mirrors, they can't see you. If you have to pass, be careful, and remember the road ahead of the plow will likely be worse. Slow down and be alert on Wisconsin roads this winter. Portage County is holding their second electronic and small appliance recycling event this weekend. Residents must register by December 1st to drop off their items on December 2nd. You can bring a maximum of 20 items per vehicle, and you must arrive during your scheduled time slot. Visit co.portage.wi.gov to register. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Kevin. Not me.
Kevin's sleeping now.
Oh, is he sleeping? Okay, all right.
Yeah,
well, we should keep it down.
He got all his energy out during the show over on WIRI.
Okay, at the Sunrise Show. All right, that's cool. That's cool. Well, as long as Kevin's rested, and he'll be ready for maybe Midday Magazine a little bit later today.
We'll see.
We got plenty to get to this morning, Melissa and I. It's Giving Tuesday. We're going to kick off our show talking about that a little bit. We've got something called the calendar method to get into that might help people with Christmas cleaning. Got okay. that one coming up. Let's see here. Got a little bit of entertainment news for you. We also Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off. We are going to be joined by Milton and Christine Ellison. They are new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber members. We're going to talk about the World Escape Travel, their great business that they have. Catch up with them, talk with them a little bit. Then
we
we'll
both
get in.
Love traveling.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Then we'll get into a little bit of entertainment news. And after that, and we will get into what's better for the environment, a real Christmas tree or a fake one. That's all coming up for you. Plenty more as well. Right now, we are joined by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How you doing over there?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good here.
Good. The sun is shining bright.
Yeah, can't complain. Cold, but you know that's kind of a given at this time of year. It seems a little pointless to complain about the cold.
Tell us it's going to warm up today.
Yeah.
not too much today, but looks warming up coming up tomorrow and Thursday, and looks like I will stay. More mid upper 30s for highs in the weekend. So, yeah, still looking at improvements there.
Yeah.
But anytime you get a full amount of sunshine to start off your day in late November, that's not a bad thing for us. And plenty of sunshine to take in here. It looks like a few clouds will start to spread in as we get to kind of more afternoon time frame. So a little more of that cloudiness at that point. But otherwise, about 23 today. Southwest to west wind, 5 to 15. Upper teens tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, and then upper 30s Wednesday. Mix of clouds and sun, west winds 10 to 15. 23 Wednesday night, upper 30s, partly sunny skies on the way for Thursday. And then upper teens Thursday night. Mid-30s on Friday, some sunshine, still breaks the sun, some clouds Saturday, 37. And still some chances for some scattered snow showers, maybe a little mixed precip towards Sunday and Monday. With those highs still in that upper 30s pocket, so pretty comfortable looking at it in next week as well here for us.
Not bad. Not bad.
Excellent.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it, Paul. We'll take it.
Exactly. Yeah.
We appreciate you, sir. We will talk some more tomorrow.
All right. In the meantime, stay warm.
You as well.
Do the best we can.
Have a good day, Paul. Thank you. Appreciate you. Best in the business right there, our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trombley and the gang. Sure appreciate them. Not a bad time. Not bad temperature at all.
Yeah, we'll get through it.
Let's go ahead and check out this article here. That's where I wanted to go. I got thrown off a little bit because the computers are acting up a little bit over here. Sorry about that. We're all good now. I want to make sure that Lights of Love, we're going to talk about that, the wonderful event going on at the Spiros Hospital that we are going to be broadcasting live from. Our own Melissa Kay going to be down there live and direct today. That's going to be
fun.
Seth
on the board.
So you know it's going to sound good between those two, though we got a great combination going on there. We will get into depth on Lights of Love a little bit later, but you can find out more right now by going to Aspirus.org and finding out more about the great event that they've got going on tonight. And be listening a little bit later. We'll get into it during our good stories of the day.
Okay.
It is Giving Tuesday. I bring bring up Lights of Love because of Giving Tuesday, and a great way to give back to your community, certainly through Lights of Love. One of the ways that we have around here, we're very fortunate in this area. We've got quite a few different ways of giving back and how important that is. I know a number of people. I don't know many, but I do know a couple of people that wait for this day. They will hold back on spending certain things on, Black Friday or Cyber Monday, so that they have something left over for our nonprofits on a day like today.
Yeah, And that's great because, as you like to say, a rising tide raises all boats.
Yeah, yeah. It's really on all of us to help this happen. So there are a lot of ways to help others throughout the whole year. And one way is donating stuff you don't need to places like Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
But one person's junk is not always another person's treasure. There's a list of the most bizarre items people have donated to Goodwill, which was compiled with help from Goodwill workers and shoppers. I worked at our local Goodwill here in Wisconsin Rapids for a while, and we saw a lot of weird items, but nothing I would say that was memorable, you know? Like,
yeah, stood out.
Yeah, it is a reminder, though, to people that when you are donating to Goodwill, it's a great thing to do. It's very appreciative. They're not collecting garbage.
No, it's not a place to dump off junk.
Nobody wants
to have a purpose.
Your empty DVD boxes. You know, there's a lot of things that, like, you know the difference of, hey, somebody can use this, or I'm just trying to get rid of junk and I don't feel like going
and feel like separating it.
Yeah. These are hardworking people that are trying to do a lot for a lot of people, and it's mm-hmm. nice to take those little things out of the way so they can get on the job. I don't think if you've never been behind the scenes at a Goodwill, you understand how much stuff there is there, how much there is to sort through and price and all of this.
And then there, think about every rummage. If you've ever tried to set up a rummage sale, think about that times 1,000.
Yeah, and then you add all that in there on top of having to go through items like underwear for squirrels.
What?
I don't know.
Is that even a real thing?
I don't know. It can't be. Be a real thing.
Well,
somebody donated it, though, so it's got to be a real physical thing.
It's got to be a real thing.
How about a coffin?
Ooh. actually.
Yeah, wait a second. Hang up.
Hold on
a second. we're going to put a pin in that one.
I don't plan to be buried in a coffin. However.
Yeah, same here.
I don't think I'd mind buying one that was at a resale shop. It's obviously not been used.
Right. It's got dirt on it. It's like,
no,
wait a minute.
It didn't pull it out of the ground.
Hold up. Why is this so heavy? Oh, come on. Now, you emptied it first, right?
No, this is a great Halloween decoration. Comes complete with corpse.
I mean, come on. It's got its own skeleton. It's got its... it's not like you knew the person. It's from the 1500s. Come on. I like you, as you just touched on there, I plan on being cremated and everything. But if I was going to be buried, I would like to make it as cheap and easy for my family as possible. Getting a coffin for
secondhand coffin? Sure.
Not bad. About a dog sculpture made of random metals, including golf clubs and a bathroom faucet.
That was somebody's work of art.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever been to Delaney Scrap? Baraboo.
Yeah. Great place.
They have some pretty awesome metal sculptures there, and it's all made with basically junk.
I'm a little surprised they took that because they don't usually take personalized items like that. Like, you know, a nameplate that says James or something. They're not going to usually take things like that.
But. They had like a drop-off bin that wasn't monitored.
Yeah, that's...
But I find that hard to believe. They don't really do that.
They used to. They stopped doing that a while ago. Yeah.
And this is why.
Right, exactly. We have...
Because that can't have been light.
Or a chair shaped like a Labrador Retriever. There's that. There is a glow-in-the-dark Ouija board.
Oh.
That's interesting. I've never
heard
one of those.
So you can play in the dark. That's a new level of entertainment to the evening.
Yeah. An entire cardboard box of original newspapers from historical events like Nixon's resignation and Man on the Moon and things like that.
Oh, that would have been better to give to like a historical society in your town.
Yeah, absolutely. That had been better.
Or a library.
A library. I was thinking a library too, yeah. A tiny toy car that said, "Pizza with Bean. Have you tried it?" Sounds like it was an advertisement for a local pizza place or something.
Yeah. Should have sent that to, who's the guy that plays Mr. Bean?
Oh, yeah. Roman Atkins.
Yeah, something like that.
How about a rock? Just a normal rock. The Goodwill put an $11 tag on it just to see if it sold. And it sold.
Oh, my goodness. Probably because somebody was like, what is this, like a geode? What is this? You know, Kevin likes his rock. He was playing with it yesterday. So you never know.
That's cool.
Kevin the cat. Let me differentiate for our listeners. Because I know we have a Kevin listener not you, Kevin.
How about maybe the creepiest thing, a basket of taxidermy kittens? That ain't right. No. That's just freaky. That's just going to freak somebody out. I don't know about that one. Let's take a call quick. Good morning. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I know it might be a little early for birthdays, but I just found a couple celebrity birthdays you might be interested in. Today is Paul Schaefer and Randy Newman's birthday.
Yeah, hey, those are both great names. Yeah, both great ones. Looking forward to celebrating them in a little bit here.
Right on.
You too, man. You too.
Those are good ones.
Looking forward to that. Keep those calls coming, everybody. 715-424-2600. How about literal bags of garbage being dropped off at a Goodwill?
No, not right. Don't do that to your Goodwill.
It's messed up. The very next day, somebody dropped off a bag of groceries, probably by accident, but they dropped off like a bunch of groceries, just groceries in general. So, but we save, of course, the best for last on this one, a guillotine. An actual guillotine. An employee says that they think it went for like $30, but somebody did buy it. I don't know if you can actually sell something like that. I'm not sure that that's legal. I don't know why.
It's like an actual working one.
Yeah, it looks like it wasn't working here, but even still, I don't know if that's kosher. I don't know if that's all right or not. I mean,
it's an okay Halloween decoration, I guess. I mean,
you know how there are things you can't prove, but you feel like you're 100% fact on or true on, even if you don't have the evidence of. A lot of our politicians know what that is nowadays. This is one of those things where I don't know where it is in the laws, but I feel like there is a law where you can't resell a guillotine. You just feel like there should be if there isn't already one. Same thing with the casket, now that we're getting to that. Now, maybe the coffin thing, too. You can't reuse a coffin. You can't resell it, I should say. You can't resell.
Yeah,
that's what you can reuse, I suppose, if you want.
if you want to.
Hey, to each their own. I'm not going to tell family what to do with their family. We'll take a break. Come back, do some celebrating. With Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ready for deer cam? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Wisconsin, let's make this winter the season of safe driving. With the snowy weather setting in, the Wisconsin DOT reminds you to be safe on the roads. Plan extra travel time. Be mindful of your speed. Check 511wi.gov to know before you go. And please slow down and drive with caution whenever you see a plow at work. Plow drivers work hard to keep us all safe, so let's return the favor. Safe drivers make for safer roads. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Alba Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 23 today, under cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour, lows around 18, tonight cloudy, high of 37 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 4 above.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that. Every night's my birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. 6 days a week, actually. And 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Get there. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And let us know if it's your birthday or anniversary. Get those to us. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can really email all of our staff. All of our emails are pretty much the same. You can also direct message us on our Facebook pages. And telepathy.
Worked yesterday for my nephew, Coley.
I'm trying right now, Melissa. Nope, just untied my shoe. Darn it. Darn it, that's all I did. Darn it. Oh, well. If you want, maybe try calling in. Maybe that'll be a little bit easier. Go ahead. You know what? It could be even easier if you have the Civic Media app. Go ahead and just download that wherever you get your apps. And we're just one touch away from calling up. It's also a quick way to get a hold of us when we have our contests and give away things. It's not a bad idea.
One button dialing, technically two, but, you know, semantics.
Yeah, right. Melissa, we have three names on our list today. Give me a 1 through 3.
I'm going to go with 2.
There we go. Gives us that qualifier. So we can go ahead and get right to the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Jesse Austin.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Wishing you a great day, Jesse. Enjoy. Wish a great day also to Eve Day.
Happy birthday, Eve.
I hope it's a good day for you, Eve. Enjoy. And our qualifier, Sherry O'Day. Sherry O'Dem.
Happy birthday, Sherry.
Sherry, have a great day. Hope it's a good one for you.
Congratulations on being our qualifier.
Yeah, and be listening at the beginning of the month, not long, just a couple days from now, and we're going to be announcing our winner for the month of November, and that winner is going to win 2 lunches, 2 pieces of pie from our friends at Misty's Menu.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that. Let's take a look at our celebrity list, which we got kind of a heads up on from our caller. Thank you very much for that. Got some good ones coming up that we know of. Let's get to some others. Like, let's see here. Alan Richson is 39. Good actor. He's on Jack Reacher on Amazon's Reacher. He was Hawk on Titans. He was in the Gloss in the Hunger Games. Been in a handful of things.
Okay.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead is 39. She's Nikki in the 3rd season of Fargo. You may know her as Bruce Willis's daughter in the 4th Die Hard, or she was in 10 Cloverfield Lane or Sky High. She was in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Good actor.
Oh, yeah, I like her.
Yeah, she's good. Very talented actor. I don't know if there's anybody who has changed the news game more since the... Really, since the big three that were around when we were kids and everything, Melissa. He's also, I think, one of the greater stand-up comedians there's ever been, one of the smartest and one of the funniest. Jon Stewart is 61 today. When Jon Stewart took over The Daily Show, he took it over and he kind of revamped a couple of things. He did a couple of tweaks, but he liked what Craig Kilborn had been doing. He didn't have anything against that. He just wanted to try to take it into a couple of different directions and get away from...
Probably kind of make it his own.
Yeah, yeah. And he had an idea. He saw some things that were happening with the 24-hour news cycle and wanted to kind of address that while also, you know, getting people engaged. And one of the ways you get people engaged is to make them laugh, to make them think, make them care. And and also to not... To be completely real and genuine with your audience, to be vulnerable with your audience. It's something, he's one of the guys that I learned that from in Jon Stewart, and how to do this job, how to be real with people, how to be yourself with people when you're not very comfortable doing that always. I've literally been watching him pretty much my whole life, and I've looked up to him from day one. Just an incredibly funny, smart human being. Jon, I will see you at the Jewish meetings coming up at the end of the month. Mr. Stewart.
Well, you gotta appreciate how he's able to, deliver pertinent information of what's going on in the world in all sorts of different, you know, politics, your daily life, your breaking news. He covers all of that with a little bit of comedy, but he's still giving you factual information.
I can make the argument nobody's changed news more than Jon Stewart in the last 20 years. Where he starts the Daily Show, he starts doing that, and people make fun of it and think that it'll never last. And by 2 years later, people are looking at spinoff ideas like the Colbert Report, which would go and spin off, of course, to Stephen doing the Late Show, John Oliver's show spun off from this, and there will be more. There will be others. Jon Stewart's show just got canceled by Apple because they don't know what the heck they're doing.
They're worried about the things that he's talking about.
That tells you right there. If Apple is worried about losing money in sponsors,
talking about China and artificial intelligence.
Because he's speaking truth. Because he cares about people.
Doing real journalism.
Yeah.
So he's getting canceled by the people who don't want us to know those things.
A student of mine who doesn't really pay that much attention to the news has been trying to get more informed and pay more and more attention. She asked me, who is your number one news source? And I laughed and I told her, comedians. comedians are the most honest truth tellers we have left.
Because they're not afraid to say it like it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, when we look at some of these guys.
And they're not in anybody's pockets.
Yes, because I think that it comes across that a guy guys like Jon Stewart, John Oliver, that they are like blue, that they are Democrats. No, they are on the side of facts and truth. They are on the side, and it's not to say that one side is more than the other. I'm not looking to divide us here. What I'm telling you is that they are not either. That is something they are not trying to do either. They are trying to get you informed. They don't care who you vote for any more than I do. I just want you to be informed and vote. Where you go from there is your choice.
Yep.
And beware of anybody telling you what to do with your vote.
Yes.
Other than maybe think a little bit before you use it. You know, I don't think that's asking too much. I don't think that's, you know.
No, it's important to be informed.
One of the Brat Pack is 64 today. Judd Nelson is 64.
Judd Nelson.
John Bender in The Breakfast Club, of course. A handful of other big parts in the 80s for him. I never say her name right, but I'm such a big fan of this actress. S. Epitha Murkison is 71. You remember her maybe as Sharon on Chicago Med. I think most of us knew her as Lieutenant Van Buren on Law & Order. One of the better lieutenants on that show. She was so good on that show. Great actor. Great actor. One of the better actors ever, Ed Harris, is 73 today. Westworld, Radio, Apollo 13, The Firm, The Right Stuff, The Rock, The Abyss. I mean, I can keep going, people. Ed Harris has just got one of those careers. Incredible career.
Mm-hmm. The Truman Show. Deserves mentioning.
Because yes, it does.
He gave a stellar performance on that.
He was so good in that. Yeah, he was really.
Not that any of his performances were bad.
I was just going to say, I've never really thought much about it, but I've never seen Ed Harris give a bad performance. Never. Mm-mm. Not seen it. Paul Schaefer is 74. Original.
Yes, as our caller called in to let us know.
Yeah, former Late Show band leader and Dave's sidekick on the show. And
he chimed in a lot.
He did. And Paul Schaefer, unlike Ed McMahon, he went the other route. Ed McMahon didn't really talk too much. Johnny would tell a joke, Ed would laugh. That was kind of the bit. And Paul Schaefer wouldn't always laugh at Dave's jokes. And oftentimes would like joke back at him or make fun of him or something. That was something.
Because he's a comedian himself.
Yeah, and that was something that Dave and him really orchestrated and really felt, okay, this is going to make talk shows a little different. This is going to approach modern audiences. It worked. It worked. Yeah. You know, it was very good. A great tag team for a long time. Also, snazzy dresser. Sorry, probably a good dancer
dresser,
too.
Dancer, but he's a musician.
Yeah, but great. The way Paul Schaefer dressed, I always admired. I always thought it was funny.
But it started a trend of that being a thing too, because Colbert would go back and forth with his band. I don't know that John Oliver really does it too much. Does he have a band?
No, but Conan really. O'Brien and Andy Richter. I think Andy Richter, and I'm a little biased with this one, but I think Andy Richter is the perfect combination of Schaefer and Ed McMahon, where he laughs at a lot of what Conan's doing, but he doesn't just roll over or, you know, he's not just a yes man and all that. And he collaborates quite a bit with Conan. At least they used to when they worked together.
Nice.
And Randy Newman, born in this 80 years old today. I love L.A., short people, Mama told me not to come. He wrote that song for Three Dog Night, that is. Also, the Toy Story song, You've Got a Friend in Me.
I like that song.
And the theme song to Monk.
Also like that song.
I'm being very nice. It's his birthday, so I'm just going to move on. I'm just going to move on from Randy Newman. I'm not going to give any of my opinion. Nobody cares. People no longer with us. Anna Nicole Smith, born on this day in 1967, passed away in 2007. I don't think that there's a ton that we can necessarily take away from her career outside of, you know, if you were a fan of her work. But I will say that she is an example of, you know, of the paparazzi and of fame and of what these things can do to a person and how it can affect the psyche and affect the life of a person.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, I got to rewind for a second, though. I apologize. I missed a name I did not see on our list today. Still with us at 94 years young, Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to miss that one.
No, I do not. I apologize to Mr. Gordy. So much of the music we love and adore comes from Motown. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have it without the founder, Mr. Berry Gordy right. Jr. Again.
94.
That's awesome. Happy birthdays all around to Jesse Austin and Eve Day.
Yes, happy birthday.
And very happy birthday to our qualifier, Sherry Odom.
Happy birthday, Sherry.
Enjoy.
Congratulations.
Enjoy.
Make sure to get some pie today.
Yeah, get on over to Misty's. They are going to be closed tomorrow, everybody. Keep that in mind. They'll be back open on Thursday through Tuesday. We encourage you to head on over to Misty's. And if you're celebrating a birthday, let them know. Oh, they get something.
Free pie!
That's right, free pie! The toughest decision you'll make today is what flavor of pie to get. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's the tough one. Head on over to Misty's. They're open right now, 6 to 2, 6 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. Stick around. We got some state and local news for you lined up here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Republican State Attorney General Brad Schimmel plans to be the first candidate to throw his hat in the ring to run for the next state Supreme Court election. He will be taking on Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in 2025. Schimmel was State Attorney General from 2015 to 2019 when he was defeated by the current Attorney General, Democrat Josh Call. Sources in the campaign tell the State Journal that Schimmel plans to formally enter the race on Thursday. Wisconsin commuters sound happy about the decision to add a second daily Amtrak round trip from Chicago through Milwaukee to St. Paul. Passenger Brady Scholten speaking with ABC News.
It'd be nice to have an earlier route that starts off, have that option to leave in the morning. It's just easier.
The second route is expected to launch sometime next year. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you use AT&T for your cell service, including Cricket Wireless, you may have experienced issues with coverage. Many people are reporting problems accessing their mobile data, with messages saying you've left your home network and mobile data is inaccessible. The issues are being caused by a fiber cable that was damaged by a water main break. This is causing a disruption to customers in central Wisconsin. An AT&T spokesperson told WAOW they're working as quickly as possible to restore service to affected customers. Mid-State Technical College will have an event this week for those interested in transferring to Mid-State. The Taco Bout Transferring event will be on November 29th from 4 to 7 on the Stevens Point campus. They also announced 5 scholarships of $1,000 each, which will be awarded and applied to tuition for the spring semester. The deadline to apply is Friday, December 1st. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're not comfortable
until
guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable
until you are
at Tri-City Services.
Celebrate your loved ones at the annual tree lighting ceremony with Lights of Love at Aspirus Riverview Hospital, November 28th. Since 2001, this community tradition supports our area's greatest health needs. You can purchase lights on the tree in honor or memory of your loved ones. All proceeds support initiatives including substance abuse, behavioral mental health, food systems, and cancer. WFHR will broadcast live on location at 410 Dewey Street from 4:15 to 6:15 on November 28th.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 23 today, under cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 18. Tonight, cloudy. High of 37 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 4 above.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you, 8:35 on the clock. We've got some good stuff to take you to the top of the hour with, like this right here. We are less than a month from the holidays, which means guests are coming. People are going to be showing up at your home. That means you making your annual sorry it's so messy speech and saying, no, it's not, but secretly they may think so, may not. Who knows? Let's break that pattern this year. There's a technique called the calendar method that can get your house clean by the holidays.
Hey.
Have you ever heard of this, Melissa? I have not.
No, I haven't, actually.
Okay. Print out a calendar of the next 30 days. On the first day, get rid of one piece of clutter in your house. Either throw it away, give it away, or sell it, but it's got to be gone by the end of the day. Then cross off that day on your calendar. On day two, get rid of two pieces of clutter. On day three, three pieces. You'll start to get in the habit soon, and since you have a predetermined number of things to get rid of every day, you'll pace yourself. By the end of the month, you'll have gotten rid of almost 500 pieces of clutter, and that will make a difference in how clean your home is. This is coming from lifehacker.com if you're curious to find out more.
Okay.
I don't have that much stuff. I'll be honest. I don't have that much stuff. I would have nothing left by the end of the month. So I definitely would have a clean house. I also would have nothing for anybody to sit on or drink out of or anything like that.
Well, and the other thing, too, it's fine on day one, but what about on day 20?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you have to get rid of 20 things. I mean, maybe that day you get rid of 20 paperclips, but...
Maybe.
I don't know if getting rid of clutter is the total issue in tackling to clean your house.
This feels more like people that are, and I don't want to say hoarders, but maybe borderline hoarders, hoarding.
Or people who just bring stuff into the home, and never take stuff out.
I mean, to physically into our, to what we see, there is a gigantic difference of somebody that just loves knickknacks and somebody who is a hoarder. But mentally, there is not a gigantic leap there. There is not a huge difference between the two. It often comes down to trauma, to be honest. What changes in that for a person and everything. I've studied a lot of this just out of interest, and one of the things that I have seen, the scientists have seen, the doctors have seen about this, is that it isn't so much about the items as it is about the event that created that. So we're talking about something completely different. Where this article is going feels like it's going in a different direction than cleaning your home. This is, you know, if you've got a lot of stuff, how do you get rid of all your stuff?
Yeah, if you've got a lot of clutter.
Like cleaning and clearing things out are two different things to me.
Two different things. Yes.
Okay. I agree. Yeah. All right. I'm not alone. All right. I feel like I'm used to being alone on some of these things. So when I say stuff, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should have said that out loud. I don't know. But yeah, it is. I think it is different than the two. So what they're talking about here, if you've got a lot of stuff, I don't think it's so much a bad idea. But I also don't think even if you do have a lot of stuff, you have to. Look, there are,
that
this
you
is,
have to get rid of it.
It's a life hack. There ain't no rules here. You're not breaking any laws. If you get to day 20 and you don't have 20 things, that's all right. You know,
skip
if this,
that day.
Yeah. Maybe you got one thing you want to get rid of every day. So get rid of one thing every day.
Yeah, or switch it up. Like maybe, or so for the first 10 days, get rid of things. For the second 10 days, clean something.
There you go. Here we go. That's now we're talking. Now that's a plan. Yeah. And if you pace these things out, it's not so bad. It's not that big of a deal. I've argued this with going back to my students again. I've got three of my students that are living together this year, and they are learning to live together because none of them have ever lived with another person.
Mm.
And one of the gentlemen in this group believes that, well, why do just leave the dishes to the end of the week and then you just do them on Friday? It hurts my brain.
I mean, maybe that works if you're one person.
Yeah, one person, sure.
I'd have a hard time believing that would work in a family. Maybe if it was a family of a mom, a dad, and a kid.
Three 20 but and still. 21 year olds living in a small apartment together in downtown Chicago. I guarantee you that ain't going to go well with the dishes thing.
That's a lot to take care of.
They're high school friends, so they're certainly getting along. That part doesn't seem to be an issue. But the whole dishes thing, if you do the dishes right away, you dirty a dish, clean it, it's done. Like, it just seems so simple to me. It just...
Well, nothing's dried on. Nothing's hardened. It is easier to clean up if you do it right away.
Yes.
The time factor, obviously, you know, I mean, there's that. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take you an awfully long time on Friday to get all those dishes done.
You're helping future you out. You're just, you know. And with something like this, if you are, you know, first off, if people come to your home and they're judging your home, that's on them. Let them deal with that. But you also deserve to feel comfortable in your own home and feel, you know, confident in bringing people in. So if this will help, I encourage you to do a little bit more of Melissa's idea here about making this your own. Take the idea, take the blueprint, take the method, but then, you know, make it your own. What is your home need? Maybe you don't have a lot of clutter, but it's been, you know, a long time since you dusted or something like that.
Sure. Yeah. And if you don't have the energy or the, you know, ability to do something on one day, don't beat yourself up over it.
Yeah.
Just skip that day.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll get done.
And if you end up skipping 15 of those days, you're like me, and don't beat yourself up over it.
That's so true. So true. We of course, are on Giving Tuesday today. We're talking quite a bit about that. But we want to wrap up a little bit with the shopping that went on over the last couple of days.
Because there was a bit of that.
Yeah, kind of wrap a bow on that one. The biggest shopping day.
Billions of that.
The biggest shopping days of the year are behind us, and a solid number of us still haven't started our holiday shopping. Someone polled 12,000 Americans, so a pretty good size list, and asked when they normally start buying presents. Close to a quarter said not until December 1st at the very earliest. 16% said that first half of December. 7% said the second half. So that's 23%. And another 10% don't usually buy gifts at all. The same percentage of Americans are super early shoppers. 23% start buying in September or earlier. That includes 15% who shop year round. And around 1 in 4 women are early shoppers, but so are 1 in 5 men.
Okay. Pretty close.
This comes to us from YouGov, one of our more reputable sites that we like to go to. I encourage you to check out a lot of the work that they are doing over there. It's an interesting article, interesting piece. I don't think, though, that it really shocks me. It doesn't shock me or many people, I imagine.
No, because people shop. I mean, that's kind of, we live in a consumer society.
Yeah.
So, but let's reference back to the previous segment. Are you buying people something that they need or just more stuff to clutter up their house?
You see the tie-in I have here with these two segments, so stories, Melissa. Yes. I think that if you're waiting to the last minute but you know what you want to get, that seems like a great plan until you get there and it's not there anymore.
Right,
You know, that part's a little different. I think that so much of gift giving comes down to thinking and caring and thinking of the other person.
Getting something useful or that they will enjoy. There's lots of reasons to give gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it doesn't always have to be something material. Sometimes it can be things you made or things that you're, mm-hmm. Maybe it's a moment.
The gift of your time.
Yeah, yeah, things like that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different ways to give. Certainly when it comes to this season and everything, there's mm-hmm. certainly a lot of other ways to give when it comes to helping out our nonprofits, and encourage you to do that.
Yeah, it is Giving Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. How are you on this, Melissa? Are you an early shopper? Are you a year-round shopper?
I don't know. My gift giving, especially at Christmas time, has changed a lot, I would say, in the last 10 years.
Hmm.
Just because changes in family dynamics, changes in having lost people in our family. I mean, now all my grandparents have passed. My mom died 7 years ago. So since then, Christmas and holidays have become different. We don't do as much, we just don't do as much gift giving.
Yeah, yeah.
as kind of terrible as that sounds.
I think it's very relatable. My family's going through that now.
Giving a gift for the I don't see the point in calling up my brother and saying, dude, what do you want for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my brothers buy the stuff that they need for themselves. And for me, you need socks? Okay, I'll buy you socks.
Weird. My brother and sister and I make a point to talk to each other every Christmas. Have a phone conversation at the very least.
Gift of your time.
Yeah, that's what we do for each other. Mm-hmm. We don't get a chance to hang out or talk nearly enough. And one of the things that we're looking doing is, as a gift to each other, to our family, is making plans on holidays we're going to get together. Going to get together on this day. That's what Nan and Pop would make us do. That's what they always brought us together. Let's do that. Let's keep that tradition going, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. When it comes to like the actual like buying of gifts and stuff, though, speaking of my Nana, I get that from her, where I just a year round thing, I see things and I'll just grab something. If I can afford it, I'll grab it, and then I've got it and I put it away. My problem is, unlike my Nana, who was
a hard time keeping it put away.
Oh, I just can't do it. I don't want to do it. I just want to give it to the person. Here, take it. Take it away from me. Because I'm not good at, that's the one thing I'm not good at holding secrets on is gift giving. Mm-hmm. I'm horrible at this. I to the point where I like want to give hints to people and stuff. And if they
got you something, can you guess what it is?
In my head, if they guess it, well, then I just got to give it to them. I mean, they already know what it is. You know, they so bad.
I don't want to belittle, or diminish gift giving, because it is a wonderful and joyous thing. It's just it's changed in our family, and my brothers and I, like you said, also it's. The gift of time of, no, let's plan a weekend together. The kids still exchange names and give gifts because, when you're a kid, you love to open presents.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like, I like opening them now too, but I hope it's something that I actually want. Instead of having to be like, oh, yay, thank you for this.
Right.
I'm so glad you gave it to me.
All of this, I think, keeps coming back to, the intent and heart, and where that goes with that. And really, if you start there, I think you're going to be okay whatever you do for Christmas for others.
Yes.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
There is a health secret, and with its far-reaching benefits for you and your family, Family Natural Foods in Wisconsin Rapids wants you to learn more about it. Save the date and join Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, on Tuesday, November 28th at 5:15 p.m. Find out how a special plant from India holds the secret support you need for your pain, immunity, heart health, your mental health, and so much more. Family Natural Foods is a long-time family-owned company and is passionate about helping you with your health. Coming in December, learn more about essential oils and how these small drops of oil pack so much healing power. Stay tuned for the date and time.
Family Natural Foods invites you to learn about India's health secret in a plant and how it can help you and your family on Tuesday, November 28th at 5:15 p.m. Family Natural Foods, located at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 23 this afternoon, under overcast skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Teen tonight, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 5 above.
Bangkok, Oriental setting in the city. Don't
know. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. The 80s are alive and well around here. Mm-hmm. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great one out there. Let's go ahead and get into this, Melissa. The most sinful cities in America.
Ooh,
yeah. An annual study is out of the most sinful cities in the U.S. based on stats that correspond to seven deadly sins.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that exciting. It's not really. I mean, especially at this point in the game. Well, you know, an annual study of the is out of the most sinful cities in the U.S. based on stats that correspond to the seven deadly sins. And yes, Las Vegas is still number one. So they still have earned the moniker of Sin City.
Good for them.
Overall, Houston is the runner up to Las Vegas as the most sinful, followed by Philadelphia, L.A., okay. Atlanta, Denver, Dallas, Phoenix, Miami, and Cleveland?
Huh? Cleveland?
Okay. Of the 182 cities that they considered, the five least sinful are Pearl City, Hawaii, Fremont, California, Bridgeport, Connecticut, Madison, Wisconsin, and Port St. Lucie, Florida. You can find the complete article at wallethub.com. So Madison, one of the least sinful cities in America, apparently.
Nice.
Even though sin is in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
That's interesting to see, one of our own up there and everything. Is it more interesting or would it be less interesting if it was one of the most sinful cities? Would that be less surprising or more surprising to people? For 715-424-2600. I'm curious about that because I was not blown away by this. That didn't shock me. But I also spent a lot of time in Madison, including a lot of New Year's Eves in Madison. And you know, it's got its fun. It's got some sin in it. I mean, you know, let's be honest. It's a college town, for God's sake.
Yeah,
it's,
but kind of everywhere does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we got the list here of which ones got the most, which ones have the least. Madison being in the least department surprises me just a tad.
Really?
Not too much, but a little bit. Just because I would expect, if I was guessing, I would have put Madison somewhere in the... towards the end, but more towards the high end of the list. I wouldn't have put it in the bottom five, that's for sure.
And the ones that you named at the top are all pretty big, prominent cities across our nation.
Yeah, yeah. I think pretty much what we would have expected from the list. Interesting, though. Interesting. Again, wallethub.com, where you can go to find the complete list if you're curious. Lucky numbers is where we go next. And a website recently analyzed the results from the last 8 years of Powerball drawings. That's 964 drawings dating back to 2015.
Wow.
And get this. The number that's least likely to come up of all the numbers between 1 and 69 is 13. And there's no explanation at all. They all have an equal chance, so it's just kind of like it happens that
way. That's how it happened.
Just went that way. In 964 drawings up through the most recent drawing this past last week, 13 has only come up 51 times. Most recently on October 18th.
Okay.
The next most unlikely number is 49, which has only come up 54 times. And if you have a pen and paper handy, the 10 least likely numbers are, well, wait a second, go ahead and grab that.
If you're Powerball players, you may want this information.
Kevin still sleeping, Melissa? Is he still?
Yeah, he's still sleeping.
All right. Are you guys ready? Okay. All right, cool. All right. Everybody got your pen and paper. All right, ready? 13, 49, 34, 29, 26, 5, 60, 51, 43, and 4. Now, I love the idea of somebody, they teach you this early on in the early days of radio, Melissa, that you're supposed to be careful because some people will just tune in right in the middle of a conversation and you have to be able to keep people in tune with everything.
Right, knowing what we're talking about.
I love the idea of somebody just like switching over to us and I'm just reciting numbers. Like, wow, they've really run out of content.
What are these numbers for? I should write them down and use them for Powerballs.
Are they counting sheep? What are they doing over there? The number that's currently the most due, meaning it's gone the longest without being drawn, is the number 56, which hasn't been drawn since May 27th. The number that has come up the most frequently is number 61, which came up again for the 90th time earlier this month, and number 32 is the next most frequent. The 10 most likely numbers over the 8 years of drawing numbers are 61, 32, 21, 63, 36, 23, 69, 64, 37, and 39. The data is for the main drawing, the first five numbers drawn. When it comes to the Powerball itself, the most common number is 18, which has come up 50 times in the past 8 years. The least common number is 15. It's only come up 27. And number 13 is in the middle, somewhere around 38. If you're curious, 15 is the most due Powerball. It is. It hasn't come up since February 20th. That's funny.
So that one should be coming up soon.
It seems like it.
Include that one.
Now, being honest, a lot of this is nonsense to me. I don't play the lottery. Yeah, I never have. I understand what the lottery is. I mean, I've read Shirley Jackson's Lottery, and it's not the same thing, but I've read the lottery. Yeah. I understand what it is. shout out to all of our readers out there. If you pay attention to this stuff, if you care about this stuff, more power to you. You know, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money. I think it does speak to our society quite a bit in the situation our society is in, that when we were kids there were about three or four different kind of things like this. Now, does anybody know how many types of different state lotteries and state Powerball type things there are out there?
Mm-hmm.
We have
and lottery tickets and
It speaks to a need in portions of our society, i.e. the majority of our society, that are in need of money and looking for a quick way, some relief in this department.
Yeah. And to have a chance at suddenly having a lot of money. So many people are willing to gamble away the money that they do have for that chance.
Yeah, see, that's the thing to me. The risk reward of it has never been there to me. I've never seen the reward being enough. No matter what the Powerball, no matter what the lottery, no matter what the scratch-off winnings can be, I've already got money. I've got $5 right here in my hand. If I give it to you, there's no guarantee I'm going to get five back. I may get thousands back, sure. But the odds of that, yeah. I understand that for some people, that's a thrill. They get into that. That's a joy.
And for some people, it's entertainment. Yeah. And that's also fine.
And again, it's your money. Do what you will with it. But I can think of literally 100 things right now off the top of my head I would rather do with any money than spending it on a lottery or something like that. Basically giving it away is the way it seems to me. I've known people who played lottery their whole life. I have an aunt and I have an uncle that do this, and they have won like I think $10, like you know, in playing this their whole lives and everything. I did just you know teach their own, but to me, I think that there are better, especially on a day like today, Giving Tuesday. Man, you want a return on your investment, go ahead and donate money to a nonprofit. The feeling you get from that, you can't put a price on that. And that's not me being corny. I'm being real with you here. I don't have a lot of money. When I put $30 into the Imagination Library, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library every year, I have no words for how I feel from that. Even just thinking about it right now. You know, you want a return on your investment, there you go. That's a return. You're going to help out your community. You're going to put into your community, which is going to benefit our children, which, again, let me double check here. Yep, children are the future, as it turns out, which makes a better society, which means maybe you can retire earlier, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That sounds like a return on my investment.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But what do I know? I'm poor.
Having a literate society is definitely something that we all should want.
Feels like a positive for all of us.
It is.
Stick around.
But if you like to play Powerball, then, you know, more power to you. I have never done it myself.
Yeah, I teach their own. Yeah.